produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
You are now tuned into the CEO Mindset with your amazing host, Nicole Gates, with trending topics to empower, encourage, and equip the female business leader.
Welcome back to another edition of the CEO Unlimited and the CEO Mindset Podcast. I am your hostess, Nicole Gates, and I am joined today by my dear friend, Ms. Mia Earle. She is, let me correct myself and say Dr. Mia Earle. I give people the credit. I'm so proud of you for getting that doctor in front of your name. Hey, Mia.
Hey, Nicole.
Super excited to have you on this week's podcast. Let's talk about wellness. And Dr. Mia, I always allow my guests to introduce themselves. So tell us who you are, what you do as a CEO, and who you do it for.
Absolutely. It is an honor and a privilege for me to be on this platform with you. Hello to everyone that's listening. I am Mia Earle, as she has said. I am a natural health practitioner and registered certified reflexologist. My joy and passion comes from helping individuals to be well and to be well holistically. And what that means to me is that we take a look not only at our physical bodies, but our mental, our emotional, and we get to determine what wellness is for us. And a lot of that came from just my background of having family members, you know, grandparents, mom that dealt with a lot of different health issues. My mom was diabetic and had heart disease, you know, kidney failure, stroke, amputation, and just to see her journey and to see the journey of my grandparents, I told myself that I would be as healthy as well as possible. And my passion came from that in helping others to be well also.
That's awesome. You know, right now with us being in a pandemic, I know, you know, people are probably just kind of getting back to a normal routine and trying to be a little more active and, you know, moving a little bit more. I know myself, I fell off. I'm not gonna lie. I fell off during the pandemic. It was like, yay, I don't have to do all this running around. You know, we got excited and, you know, we started to, I told my girls, I said, I think I cook 3 meals every day, you know, which was not the norm because typically I'm on the go. So I saw the weight gain because we weren't active. Even with my girls, and my girls have actively pursued, you know, getting the weight off, you know, so they got back into track and cross country and basketball. And I watched them drop the weight and I was like, oh, I should have been out there running with them. I definitely should have been out there running with them. Mia, I love quotes. I absolutely love quotes. And I always, you know, try to put something inspirational on my IG, my Facebook, you know, something that inspires. But when I think of health and wellness, and I think of reflexology, when I think of anything along the lines that your name always comes up. I actually mentioned you to a client of mine yesterday, and I was like, you two need to connect. She's a massage therapist. I was like, y'all need to connect. So I think she's going to do your class that you have coming up. But I thought about this quote, and it says, health is a state of body, but wellness is a state. Health is a state of body, but wellness is a state. That's like a huge statement for me, because we think about, a lot of people think, you know, when we say health and wellness, we're talking about, you know, medications or not, or the, you know, the lack thereof, not being on a lot of medications. What does wellness mean to you as a woman?
I like to say that wellness is a journey. It's not one point. It's not a, you know, one shop for everybody. It's a journey, and it's individualized to each person.
It is.
And on that journey, we're going to have some valleys. We're going to have some hills, especially when I think about women and our hormones. You know, we're up one day and we're down one day.
Talk about it.
So for me, with wellness, it's looking at, again, holistically. And it has moving parts to it. That's why I say it's a journey. It's the physical part. It's the mom that has to work all day and come home and cook, and she's tired. She needs that extra energy. How do you get that energy so you can stay well and take care of your family and cook and, you know, all the other extra activities that we, you know, we get involved with, just as you mentioned, the weight gain. I mean, I like to say that everybody deals with weight. Either you want to maintain your weight, either you want to lose weight, or either you want to gain weight. So weight is an issue across the board when I look at it. And then definitely as we're in this pandemic and thinking about wellness and truly having to, you know, take care of ourselves like never before, you know, people that really, truly never thought about, you know, being well. When I think about health, it's like you said, we go to the doctor, we get, you know, regular checkups, we may take some medications, but wellness, I think about, what are you eating? How's your stress level? Are you drinking? Are you drinking water? Are you finding time to pray, meditate? So it encompasses the whole body.
And you said something really powerful when you said stress. You know, for years, even before my sister passed, she had colon cancer, was diagnosed stage 4 at the age of 44. She passed at 48. And I often think about stress as a silent killer. A lot of people do not ever address the stress. And we all have it. We all know it's there. Is what I think is how we deal with it. Like, you know, people always say, you're always in that good mood. And I'm like, you don't even know, you don't understand the level of stress, you know, because I have kids at every stage of the game. I have one in college, you know, I have two in high school now. My oldest daughter, she's grown, but I have grandkids, you know, and then I'm constantly on the go. And it does bring about a level of stress. And I think if we don't take time as women to really, like you said, meditate and take a me day. You know, I'm huge on self-care. And I think as women, as CEOs, we're owners of businesses, that comes with its own level of stress, right? Just trying to maintain, make sure, you know, you have cash flow and income and you're doing the best thing for the clients that you're serving. It's a lot. It is absolutely a lot. So what, Mia, for you, what challenges have you had to actually overcome in business, and maybe tap on the stress and what do you do for stress?
Absolutely. As an entrepreneur, you're absolutely right that it can be stressful because as an entrepreneur, you're really responsible for everything. You may have some people that work with you. You may, you know, contract some things out, but ultimately you are responsible. So just the stress of the day-to-day management, and I've been in corporate and that's been stressful. That was stressful as well. Mm-hmm. But being an entrepreneur, it has a different type of stress. It's not the type of stress where, or for me, it was not the type of stress where, you know, I'm just tired and I don't want to do this anymore. Right. The stress that I have in my business now is like, okay, I want to do more. How can I make this work? How can I balance it all out? And then as an entrepreneur, you have to think about too, you know, especially if you're in it, I have to make this work. I have chosen this to be my income. So I have to make it work. So for me with stress, I find that if I get up earlier in the morning and start my day with some prayer, maybe some light stretches, I use essential oils, aromatherapy, to set the mood for my day, I find that I am more productive and I am more focused on what I need to accomplish that day. Even just during that time, spending some time looking at my schedule, maybe doing some journaling, you know, reviewing my plans for the day. What did I accomplish the day before? And it puts me in a different frame of mind that this day is going to be okay, no matter what I'm facing, no matter what I'm thinking about, you know, because sometimes as entrepreneurs, we're like, okay, what money is going to come in today?
Right.
You know, this client just called that she had to cancel. So even though we got those other things going on in our lives, that helps me to stay focused on my day. I even do reflexology on myself or go get massages, you know, those hot, warm bubble baths or a hot shower. So just finding those times in between my day and during my day to find ways to relax and kind of just center myself.
Awesome. Let me ask a question because I don't know if you've seen some of my posts. I've been kind of chiming in about hustling. You know, I was like, we have got to kill this hustle mentality that we have, right? Mm-hmm. Thinking that it is necessary to burn both ends of the candle. You know, mm-hmm. I think as entrepreneurs, when we first start out, we go so hard, right? We go hard in the paint. I mean, you can't tell us nothing. Mm-hmm. Working sun up to sundown to, you know, maybe just to get systems in place to kind of find our rhythm. But at what point in time, or let me ask a better question. Do you think there is a such thing as work-life balance? Is there a true work-life balance? Can you find it?
I believe, Nicole, that we have to establish and be intentional about the work-life balance.
Yes.
I don't believe that it just comes natural because
that was the answer I was looking for. Yes, yes, yes. I keep trying to tell folks it just doesn't happen.
It just doesn't happen because, like you said, you know, we go, and we want things to be right. You know, it's a reflection of us, and we want to put the best that we have out there. So I've found that we have to be intentional. And I tell people, even if you have a 12-hour day, because sometimes we have those days, and I've seen it recently.
Ooh,
you
longer.
Know, I'm working on this webinar I got coming up, and I find myself, you know, it's like I'm intentionally getting up earlier because getting up earlier is really not my thing. I have to intentionally plan to do it.
The life of an entrepreneur.
My office hour starts at 9 o'clock. So that means I can get up at 8 o'clock and get there. But in order to really get my day started right, I have to wake up at 6 o'clock sometimes just to give me some time to be in the frame in the frame of mind to get the work done. Absolutely. And then we find ourselves, and I have, it's 12, 1 o'clock. But what I say is plan some time throughout the day, even if it's just small breaks, you know, 15, 20, 30 minutes and do something. I was in the office just this weekend and I took a break. And what did I do? I did some jumping jacks just to get my body, my body moving to energize myself. So just find some time to take some breaks, some stretches. I love, so I may get some herbal tea just to sit back and take some deep breaths and reflect. But we do have to be intentional about creating that work-life balance. If you say that Fridays are your family time, sometimes we have to make it non-negotiable. Right. This is my time with my family or your spouse, your significant other. And unless it's something that absolutely, absolutely you have to attend to, make that time non-negotiable, because if not, all of our time will be consumed with work, work.
And we don't want that. I think that's the thing. And that's the one I'm really trying to work with our entrepreneurs, our womanpreneurs, because, you know, we feel like we got to help the world, you know, in addition to all of the things we have on a daily basis, running our business, taking care of kids or whatever, you know, the case may be. We also feel like, you know, we got to feed the homeless. We got to do 1,000 things. We got to save the world. And we really have to get out of that. So I want to backtrack just a little bit and ask you about your profession as a reflexologist. For those that may not know it, I know what it is. Absolutely love it. I know what it is. I know the benefits. But I want you to share with our listeners, what is reflexology and the benefits, and share about the upcoming workshop that you have, and then also follow it up with how they can contact you if they wanted to come and, you know, have a session done, or, you know, follow you on Facebook, IG, or whatever.
Yes. Reflexology is a complementary therapy, meaning that you can do it in conjunction with whatever, you know, medical care that you may have. But it deals with that there are actual reflex points in our hand and our feet that correspond to the different parts of our body, the organs and glands of our body. And it works on the premises that we have our systems, our circulatory system, our nervous system, and those systems are the biggest systems and they flow throughout the body. So reflexology, number one, based on those points in our hand and our feet, which is my specialty, that they help to generate energy throughout the body, improving your circulation, improving your nerve supply, helping the body to de-stress. So the body is able to regroup, rebuild, and repair itself. And most people may have heard of reflexology, but some people interchange it with the foot massage. And so I do want the listeners to know that reflexology and a foot massage are truly two different modalities. Reflexology is more intentional. And just an example, just think about now we're dealing with a lot of stress, anxiety, you know, people are going into depression. You know, we're in the flu season, and just think about allowing your body to totally, totally relax. When you have a cold or flu, I like to use this example. What the doctor normally tells you to do is get some rest, drink some water, drink some orange juice, take care of yourself. And the reason for that rest period is so your body can regroup. If we're constantly going and going and going, our body is never at a state where it can truly relax. So that's what reflexology does, number one, is allow the body to totally relax. And if you think about your body and cut your body in half, everything in your body that's represented on the right side of your body is represented in your right hand and foot. And the left side of your body, your left hand and your left foot. And just to give people a visual, if you look at your thumb and your great toe, that's your head. anything that's going on with your head, whether you're congested, you're having sinus issues, headaches, you know, migraines, anything that's going on with your head. I've worked with people that have had strokes. Stimulating those points on your thumb and your great toe will affect what's going on with your head and allow relief and those issues to release as well.
That's amazing. Hope that makes sense. Amazing. That's amazing, but I'm a witness. It does work. I used to really suffer with migraines. Mm-hmm. And when I was first introduced to reflexology, of course, was when I went to school for massage therapy many moons ago. And I found out that, you know, there are those things that you can do through reflexology to like alleviate migraines. Absolutely amazing. That is the most amazing thing. Right. And then how all of these points are like actually linked to all of our major organs, you know, so that's awesome. But you have a class coming up. Let's talk about this class you got coming up.
Yes, absolutely. And I do want to say one of the things that really had me intrigued about reflexology is sinuses. I was receiving reflexology and I honestly, you all, I received it because I wanted a good foot rub. I had no clue of what reflexology was, but it sounded real good. Yes. And so, but the more I received it, my sinuses just automatically start improving. So I was sold on it then. But yes. I do have a webinar coming up. It's a self-care webinar helping you to look at a different way of dealing with our stress, anxiety, and our depression, looking at the points on our feet and using essential oils. Essential oils are powerful. A lot of people use essential oils for the smell, the aroma, but essential oils applied to the body is also powerful and definitely to the feet. Everything from your head drains down to your feet. Mm-hmm. So we're going to look at it, and I'm a practical person, so it is my intent to take the participants on a journey of how to truly take care of their feet and enjoy their feet, you know, and just love on themselves through their feet, and how we can take some essential oils and help us through these uncertain times of dealing with the anxiety, the stress, and, you know, the depression that some people are experiencing.
And you know what? I always say that the feet are the gateway to our soul. Yes. Mm-hmm. If your feet hurt, everything hurts.
It hurts.
Your back hurt, your arm hurt.
Absolutely.
Oh my God. It will literally take you out of the game. So I know the importance of taking care of our feet, and that's really important as well for people that are diabetic. So care is like a huge thing. So I intend to take this class too. I think it's going to be awesome. And I love essential oils. Like I have a kit for, oh my gosh, I have essential oil for probably everything. My kids laugh at me. They call me the pharmacist because they say, oh, I got this, I got that. Okay, go grab my essential oils. Mm-hmm. But you know, we didn't use medicine back in the day. Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so it's just really getting back to our roots, I think, on a lot of levels. So I'm excited about the class. I'm excited about that. So tell them how they can get in touch with you, how they can register for the class and all that good stuff.
Right. The class will be held on Monday. There are two slots, time options, 11:30 for those that may need some morning. And there's an evening, a 7 o'clock p.m.
Okay.
You can reach me on Facebook at Abundant Life Well, or you can reach me directly with a phone call at 901-240-0980. And you can text as well. And if you're one that likes to email, my email is mia@abundantlifewellness-solutions.com.
Awesome. That's great. I hope I know those slots are probably filling up. So I'm going to make sure I register today. if I could get in this class, you plan to do this ongoing throughout the year so other people can join in if they're not able to do so now?
Yes, absolutely. I found that this has been a growing need. And just to be honest, it was something that was placed in my spirit some time ago, but you know, we procrastinate. Yes.
Well, we tend to do that, but I'm glad you are.
Right. And then just having some conversations with people. And I was like, okay, you just got to do it. You know, we worry about all the technical aspects of it, or I want it to be like this. And I just said, okay, just do it. So yes, I do plan for this webinar to be at least a monthly webinar. So far, the response has been great. I'm going to keep them small because I really want to be able to give attention to the participants. Right. I am one that wants to be, you know, interactive. So there'll be small, intimate groups where you can interact and ask your questions. So you can at least, I want you to walk away with knowing at least one tip or a couple of points on your feet that you can right away start doing to help relieve some of these stressors that we're facing.
That's awesome. So I got two last questions as we wrap it up. I want to know, number one, what is your favorite essential oil? Mm-hmm. What is your go-to? Because everybody has
Right. I would say peppermint.
That is
peppermint.
Mine.
I love
peppermint is awesome.
Right. I love peppermint. One, for just the aroma, the smell, but peppermint also helps with, you know, your digestive system to keep things moving. So I like the freshness of peppermint. That would probably be my number one go-to.
Yes, peppermint is great for stress, aches and pains.
Pains, right.
Yep. Oh my gosh. Yep. So. And what I said, peppermint is like a dual essential oil. I always say that. I tell my girls this. I said, because if you use it in the morning, it has the ability to wake you up and get you alert and on your way. Mm-hmm. But if you use it at night, it does just the opposite. It helps you to sleep and relax, you know.
So right.
I absolutely love peppermint. That's my favorite too. So my last question in closing, because we are talking to womenpreneurs, that's our audience, that's our listeners. What advice would you give to a womanpreneur who is seeking to start a business, whether, you know, it's in massage therapy, reflexology, or whatever? What advice would you give just based off of your experience?
Mm-hmm. I would say have the faith and believe in you. When I started out as a true entrepreneur 11 years ago, it was based on the fact that a job was ending. I had been notified that, you know, the funding was no longer going to be there for this program. And honestly, I didn't know what I was going to do. I had plans on starting my own business, but I didn't put a start date on that. So that decision was really made for me.
Right.
So
some of us.
So just having the faith and believe, and I truly believe that if you take one step, that God will take the next step.
Ooh, yes.
And when I firstly approached somebody about business, and the answer was yes, that was confirmation for me that this was something that was attainable that I can do. The second thing I would say is research your industry. Don't be afraid. Yes, there may be hundreds of massage therapists or hairstylists, but research your industry and make yourself unique, because the people that are attracted to you are going to be the people that are attracted to you. All of us are unique. There's really, you know, they say, sometimes I get the question, who is your competition? Right. And I really don't like to look at people as competition. Because I believe that with everybody, even other reflexologists, there's a way that we can still support, encourage, and uplift one another. So there may be some tips that I've learned that I can share with you and vice versa. So I don't see people as competition.
I love
it. And then if you're starting business, number three, I would say understand, you know, what certifications are needed, you know, what legal requirements are needed, what are going to be your tax liabilities. Understand all of that, because honestly, I just jumped into business.
Yes. Yeah. Like some
you
of
know,
us.
I knew some of that, Nicole.
Right.
But the more I started, I'm like, okay, I knew I had to have permits for my building. And I knew, you know, I was already, you know, my professional certifications. But then I had to look at, you know, how do I legalize my business? What are going to be the tax ramifications? So I'm saying that to not discourage you, but to encourage you that if I can do it, if Nicole can do it,
yes,
there are many, many other CEOs out there. If they can do it, you yes can do it too. Just absolutely believe in yourself and keep the faith.
But Dr. Mia Earle, I absolutely appreciate, and we got to get you to come back. So you can go a little more in depth with, maybe we can talk about aromatherapy next time, because, you know, that's a topic I can talk about forever and ever and ever, because I just love the health benefits and how it makes me feel and all that good stuff. I think people would be blown away if they knew there was, you know, this alternative to meds. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people would, you know, kind of change that, because I don't believe people want to take a bunch of medication. Mm-hmm. It's just that they don't know that they don't have to, you know? So I absolutely enjoyed this conversation, and I know our listeners probably learned so much from you today. I'm extremely proud of you and just seeing you on this journey. I remember when it started, and just to see you keep going and you keep doing things on a bigger and bigger and bigger level. It is huge to me. So I salute you as a CEO, and I look forward to having you come back again. Any closing thoughts before we close out the show?
I just want to give it back to you and thank you for this opportunity. I've known you for some years now.
Yes.
And we've circled this earth together and finding our purpose.
Absolutely. I think we kind of there salute, now.
I want to salute you as well. And honestly, you know, we don't talk every day or every month or even, you know, every year, but it is a joy whenever I see you.
Absolutely.
I have an opportunity to be in your presence. It is definitely a joy to know you and who you are.
I appreciate you. And you keep doing that good work out there, because I'm watching. I see you. I see you. And I'm definitely going to connect you with some people, because there are some ladies that are just up and coming and kind of in that field, and they want to know a little bit more about aromatherapy, reflexology. So I'm definitely going to make those connections for you. Again, thank you for being a part of the show. And I look forward to having you back very, very soon. So you make sure you leave some space on that calendar for us. For my listeners, listen, we're going to do it again next week. You guys know how we get down. It's the CEO Mindset Podcast. We'll see you next week.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.